Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Tuesday, 19th of March. Firstly, in Bangladesh, seven people, including two election officials and four paramilitary personnel, were shot dead and more than 26 others were injured yesterday in a gun attack in the Rangmati district, southwest of Bangladesh. The polling officials were engaged in poll duty at three polling centers in the Bagaichebri sub-district for the second phase of the local elections this week. Clients are advised to avoid the polling offices in the southwestern part of Bangladesh while the local elections are underway. In India, two people, including a security guard, was killed when a mob tried to storm the Vedanta Alumina refinery in the Kalahandi district of the eastern state of Orissa. The protesting mob of local people were demanding jobs at the premises of the refinery when the clash broke out. The incident took place when the residents of Rengupalli and nearby villages were staging a demonstration near the refinery at Lalgigar. 20 people were also injured in clashes between the Odisha Industrial Security Force personnel and the protesters. The situation can potentially worsen in the areas with other factories and refineries, with more clashes between the protesters and security personnel. Also in India, Goa State Assembly Speaker Pramod Sawant of the Bharatiya Janata Party was sworn in as the Chief Minister today. Pramod succeeds Manohar Parrikar, who died of cancer this week. The new government in Goa was formed in alliance with two other regional parties, including Maharashtravadi Gomantak Party and the Goa Forward Party. With the new alliance, a potential political crisis was averted as the opposition was seeking dismissal of the BJP-led government and claimed that the party has majority to form a government instead of the BJP. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships.